Hey guys, you're listening to the Cash Flow is Life podcast. This is episode number 4. I'm your host, Hallie Sheely, here with my co-host and wonderful husband, Justin Sheely. We've had a little bit of a busy week. Our goal was to get this podcast out yesterday, but we're in the midst of a rehab, and we bought our 17th property this past week at auction, so it's just been a little crazy. So today, our topic for discussion is how to survive the downturn in real estate.
The impending downturn. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of talk lately that maybe we're approaching another real estate bubble. And since we started investing in 2014, we've never experienced a downturn. We've really only done this in the best of times, although we really missed out on some of those deals that you could find right after the last market crash in 2008. So the question is, are we approaching another bubble, or are we currently in a bubble? And the truth is that we don't know. And honestly, if someone's telling you they know for sure, odds are they don't either. It's really hard to tell when those things are actually happening. There's so many market forces.
People can speculate, but there's no certainty.
There's certainly signs and symptoms, but when people are comparing what they're seeing now to what they saw in 2007, really, things are very different. And
right.
The same things are not occurring now that were occurring then. So if things were to crash and go downturn at this point in time, it might be a completely different factor and force than did it the first time around.
Right.
So the bigger question is maybe not so much are we in a bubble, but what do we do to prepare for one and to build a portfolio that is ready for a downturn? And that's what we want to talk about today.
Because eventually the market will downturn again. It's only a matter of time. It's ebb and flow. It's how this business works.
Yeah, so one way that you can buy a portfolio that is more ready for a potential downturn, because real estate is cyclical. Eventually there will be a correction. There will be a downturn. You will have a peak, and you will go down that peak. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So one of the best ways you can do is buy for cash flow, not appreciation. When we think of appreciation, we've said this before, it's more of a speculative game. We're not in the game of speculating, we're in the game of buying assets that give us cash flow.
In the last crash that happened in 2007, 8, 9, wherever it ended up in there, a lot of people got burned because investors were buying solely for appreciation. They weren't making anything on cash flow. They were only buying because they knew that house would appreciate over time, and they got burned because when the market crashed, so did, you know, house values.
Right, and the person that got caught holding that property when the music stopped lost the game. And we're not trying to play a game of hot potato with our real estate. We're trying to buy things that will perform for us throughout the downturns, through the good times and the bad times.
Yep.
So step number one to do that is buy for cash flow, not appreciation. And the second way that we recommend that you can prepare your portfolio for a downturn is have longer-term financing if possible. And what we mean by this is try to get those 15 to 30-year fixed interest rates on your loans, and that's going to help your portfolio be stable through tough times.
We know currently, though, that you can only qualify for 10 of those types of loans. So eventually you will run out, and that's when you have to switch over to your ARMs, your commercial financing.
Right, and something to think about here, if you're a married couple, you can do 10 in one person's name and 10 in another person's name. So you really can get up to 20 long-term financing.
If you're both working and have jobs. If you're a stay-at-home mom like myself, you won't be able to qualify for those loans.
Right. So our third tip here is be mindful of your LTV. And what that means is your loan to value ratio. So we're talking about if your property is worth $100,000 and you are leveraged at $75,000, you have a 75% LTV. Okay. So if you have the opportunity and you're able to buy a property that's maybe distressed, put some work into it, and you can get a lower LTV, let's say you're only 50 or 60%, it's just going to put you in a more secure position if the market does start to turn downward. And let's say you do have to refinance. This is especially important if you are doing adjustable rate mortgages, an ARM, and which is primarily what we've been doing lately, is a 5-year ARM. So it's important for us, if we want to keep our risk at a minimum, to have properties that have a low LTV. That way, if things go down, we're in a good position to still be able to refinance if we hit that, if we're in the valley when the 5-year loan comes due to refinance again.
Right.
Now, this might spark the question, why in the world are we doing these five-year ARMs? And for us as a business right now, it's the best setup we have with a local bank that allows us to buy these properties in distressed state, get financing, and able to turn those very quickly with our refinance. Normally, on a 15 or 30-year financing, you're dealing with a larger national bank. Usually, your bank's selling it off to a U.S. or Wells Fargo or Stonegate. And these banks are going to have a lot more stringent refinancing policies. So if you're trying to do what we're going to do in volume, which is buying houses that are distressed, that need work, doing the work, placing a tenant, and immediately refinancing, you have to be a little more creative with your financing.
Yeah. Also, just remember, too, if you're using a 15 to 30-year loan, the inspection to buy that house is going to be a lot stricter as well. With us using commercial loans with these ARMs, we're able to buy a little bit more distressed properties than we probably would be able to qualify for with like conventional financing.
Yeah, and even as you say that right now, something that we need to look at in the future probably is maybe throwing some 15 or 30 year, some longer term financing on some of our houses once we've already accomplished the buy, rehab, and refinance. So perhaps down the road, we select a few of those and we throw a 30-year on it to lock that in a low rate, in a more secure position. So something we can definitely consider, something you should consider as well. So our last tip here in surviving a downturn is own middle-class properties. And what we're saying here is typically in real estate, they classify properties, anywhere from A-class to D-class. Those are your typical, you're either an A, B, C, or D property. And the way we look at this is we want to be somewhere in the middle there. We want to be a B-minus, C-plus, somewhere in there, so that in a downturn, let's say in a downturn, those that are renting an A are now moving down to the B's. Okay, their luxury apartment, their luxury 2,500 beautiful granite counter home is no longer affordable, so they move down to the B's, and that's where we're at. Or in a upturn, in the good times, those that are in the C properties or the D properties are moving up to our properties. So we want to be right there in the middle, splitting the difference, so that either way, we're either getting people coming down to us in the bad times or coming up to us in the good times. Where you don't want to be is in the absolute luxury A-class, at least for us. We don't want to be there because when those people lose their jobs and the market goes down, they can't afford those homes. And we don't want to be on the very bottom because we don't want to deal with that clientele. And we also don't want to deal with the population that's struggling in the downturn at the very bottom of
right. There's a lot more stress associated with D properties and tenants.
Right. So this is probably a much bigger conversation, but we just had a couple quick tips we wanted to share with you guys about how we take our portfolio and prepare for the downturn. And it's definitely something you should think about. One other thing we've done real quick here, I'll throw in, is stress test your properties. We've looked at our properties. What does it look like when interest rates go up? What does it look like when values go down? One of our stress tests was, okay, let's say interest rates go all the way back up to 15%. There was a day that was a common occurrence. We haven't seen it in a long, long time, not in our lifetime. But eventually, let's say 15% interest rates. Well, at 15%, our portfolio would be breaking even. So we would not be making a profit. And honestly, with repairs and vacancies, we'd probably be losing a little money. So that's a bad case scenario for us. But even in that scenario, we should be able to pay our bills, keep our properties. In the worst case scenario, I have to go get a job. Or we send Hallie off to work. One of the two. Or maybe Jack's old enough to go to work by then.
Right. It's not life shattering. Like, obviously, it would be a change in lifestyle for us. Like you said, one of us would probably have to go back and get a job. But our properties are cushy enough, if you will, to be able to withstand some stress.
So don't fear the downturn. Just prepare for it. Don't let it stop you from investing. Because worst case scenario, you got to keep doing what you're doing right now, going to work every day. Best case scenario, you're living off your cash flow.
So that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Go ahead and check us out on Facebook. Our page is Renew Rockford Rentals. You can leave comments or feedback, and we'll be happy to field those thoughts or questions.
If you want to see some awesome rehabs, follow us on Instagram as well. Take care, guys.